Narrative frameworks. 5. Oneness and separation. Oneness is the whole of life. The whole of life unborn, and the whole of life born into its many parts. Spiritual oneness is the oneness of essence before the birth, and even the unity that holds us all together after this birth of manifestation. In this sense, spiritual oneness is beyond just a collection of material parts. It is a field in which all those parts arise and have their existence. Separation, on the other hand, is the identification with just a part of the whole of one. Separation is the division. And if we are locked in separation, it is because the mind has identified with this division. What is the difference between oneness and unity? Perhaps ultimately nothing at all, but relatively, maybe unity implies a uniting of the separate or apparently separate parts, and oneness is what those parts are united in. How do we see ourselves? Are we these solid, separate billiard balls of existence, limited, isolated, alone and coming into contact here and there with others of a similar limited nature? Or are we more truly, is life more truly, as I have indicated, the field from which we all emerge as different expressions united within the same one? That is, when our consciousness has realized this unity and has realized this wholeness of one itself. Whether we live from oneness or separation has a huge bearing on the type of lives we create for ourselves, the type of world we create for ourselves and each other. Are you just serving your little patch blind to the bigger picture? Or are you aware of the planetary, the global, the universal, beyond any manipulation of such terms? Are you serving a limited sense of self? Or are you serving the whole of existence, the whole of consciousness? Beyond just an idea. And how do we serve the whole? Do we serve the whole through serving this idea of the whole, abstract and outside of us? Or by doing the best you can as a part? By doing the best you can as a part to realize your deeper nature. And by doing your best, the best you can, as a part within the relative world existence experience. You see, knowing the whole is knowing yourself. It is not serving the limited interests that claim to be representing the whole or are leveraging issues of the whole. Oneness and separation. We see the game within us.